right, that's going too.
Wow, you ready? You're going to jump right into it, dude.
I'm born ready, dude.
I don't got time to kill today.
Not if we're doing this pineapple music video.
I need a book, bro. Where's my book?
Where's your book? Right there. What do you mean? Man, as blind as a bat.
All right. Episode 19.
We back at it. Are you ready, Freddy?
You ready?
I'm good. I'm ready, dude.
You ready, Freddy?
Phenomenal.
Stop, man. Stop.
This man straight buzzed his head off. What was it? 2 months ago or something like that?
Something like that. Number two guard all around.
What was it today that you woke up and you were like, I'm ready to show the world my hair?
You know, it's just... I've come to grips with... that.
With hair.
I'm alright.
But why today, bro? Like, there's gotta be... Like, what was the straw that broke the camel's back?
Today, huh?
Yeah.
Today,
is
huh?
It because of the outfit? You were like, I wanna look good today? Tired of looking like a bum on the podcast all the time? Let me show up, look right?
Look like an actual human right now. That's alright, though. That's alright.
Well, I already know you're not gonna be funny today, so I'm gonna have to carry this podcast.
Why not? Because I don't got a hoodie on.
And I got... Yeah.
Okay. Let's give it a shot. You never know.
Alright, bro, we're gonna start this off with a Patreon question.
Alright, hit me with that.
So if you guys want us to do this on the pod, hit us up on Patreon, dude.
What you got here?
This comes from Manix Lovely.
Alright.
He says, yo, Nick.
Uh-huh. Yo, Nick. He said, yo, Nick.
No.
Okay.
But I'm assuming he said that.
I was just, he was addressing me specifically.
Yo, Nick.
Yes.
Would you rather only be able to whisper for the rest of your life or shout the rest of your life?
Hey. Can you give me something from the grocery store?
What?
Can you give me something from the grocery store?
Sorry, one more time.
Oat milk and eggs. Oat milk and eggs.
That's really inconvenient. I don't like that.
Or shout.
Oh, God.
Hey! Can you give me something from the grocery store? Oat milk and eggs!
I'm gonna go whisper.
I'm gonna take whisper.
For you?
I'm gonna go whisper. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna go whisper.
It's like inconvenient, but.
And also.
I'm less
ouch.
Scared. Yeah. You lose your voice.
No, like. Yeah. You couldn't do that for long. You would, if you picked yell, you would just have no voice.
Hey, Nick. But you would have a phenomenal ASMR channel.
Think about which one? On the whisper one?
Yeah. No, on the shout. Yes, on the whisper one.
I'm saying. You could create a living out of the whisper guy. Absolutely. Hey, Nick.
I don't like your haircut.
At least now we know you're honest.
You can hear me?
Bro, I hear everything you say.
How did you hear that?
I'm like an elephant.
No, they have good memories. I don't have good ears. Okay. If anything, in the back, it droops down.
Oh, is that what you want to say?
Yeah. I feel like I have to go shout. I feel like I'm a loud guy in general anyway.
You're loud. Yeah, you might have to go shout.
All right, dude. Just get out of the way. I want to talk about it. It's going to be on my mind until we talk about it, so we can just talk about it.
What, dude?
By the time this airs live, like, it's going to be a few days after. But, bro, the government on 60 Minutes talked about UFOs, bro, and how they admit their existence. They're around. They're in the air. They don't know what they are, bro. And no one's caring. Look at you. You're putting your microphone in between your glasses because you don't want to talk about it.
Listen, people been known, all right? Look, here's the thing. Here's the issue, right? You're like, 60 Minutes confirmed it. Everyone in the back of their mind has just been like, alien, makes sense.
No.
Yeah, people are like,
bro.
UFOs, yeah, well, whatever. Because, I mean, I figured as much.
Because all the COVID stuff was going on, the government was like, all right, this is probably a good time. Let's drop the bomb. Yo, aliens are real.
I'm trying to slide it under the radar.
Because at first, for the first, 200 years of the United States existence, the government was like, UFOs are not real. Everybody was like, well, what are you hiding? And now the government's like, yeah, UFOs are real. Now people are like, well, what are you hiding? Wake up, bro! This is for real.
For real. Bro, I hear you.
Just dive in with me for a second. All right, what are you on? Just for 2 minutes, bro.
Come on, bro. Hit me, dude.
I'm focused.
You got my attention.
Okay. Do you think
you got my attention?
It's possible
mm-hmm.
aliens are here, bro?
What did I just tell you? Like some Men in Black type-ish?
Yeah, like aliens are on Earth, bro.
Like disguised as humans?
No.
Or they're just actually just, they look like humans?
I'm sure they have the technology to...
Or what if they just look like humans?
Don't. Are you? No. Are you?
You wanna?
Go ahead. Say what you gotta say.
You want me to say it?
I'm ready.
How else you think you could be this vibey, bro? Come on, son.
I'ma drop the topic.
Yeah, you need to, cause so what?
What do you mean, so what?
UFOs, bro. Oh my.
Yeah, but the
flying saucers.
But the government's like, yeah, no, like for real, they are for real, and everyone's just like, whatever.
If you read tabloids, you deserve to be lied to.
Bro, the government's like, yeah, they're real, and everybody's like, K. Like, what do you mean, K? It's a big deal.
Yeah, people should be talking about it. Guessed it. Thanks for letting us know. Like, it's like we've been in on the secret, bro. It's like, finally admitted it. It's not like breaking news.
Yes, it is. This is the definition, bro. This would change everything.
Changes nothing.
In the scientific world? If aliens were real?
Were.
Are?
All right, wait, we got one.
Okay. Can we have an exclusive, like, conspiracy podcast just where I can dive in and get everything off my chest?
Fine.
Like, later?
Fine.
Okay. All right, we got 25. I watched the YouTube thing where, like, from the last one, and we just both go into the phones like this.
Wait. We also have the one from last time. Austin's other one.
Oh, yeah. So let me get that.
We're going to do Austin's other one, and then we're going to do that one.
Believe it is this one.
Let's see.
This comes from him.
Austin?
Yes.
The MVP of the last live, yeah, by the way. Yeah,
thank you so much, bro. Nick.
Yeah.
Would you rather live in reality or live in the Matrix?
That's Austin's question.
Yeah.
For fact.
Yeah.
Austin, if that's not your question, just holler at us. Explain to me the Matrix.
Okay, have you seen the movie?
So that's what we're talking about.
This is the Matrix. Yeah.
Yeah, but I haven't seen it in a while.
Okay, let me give you a quick breakdown. Like
Green 30 Zeros.
30-second synopsis. Right. So, how you're living?
Yes. I am.
I'm plugged in. World. Yeah. This isn't the real you. This is correct. Your conscious, and this whole world is made up, and you're actually.
Yeah, I feel like that's reality anyway. You know what I'm talking about?
You're getting all cute and poetic on me.
You know what I'm talking about?
Expand, bro. I'm going to let you be a little poetic right now.
They are one and the same.
Why? Explain.
You don't think you plugged up somewhere?
You being for real.
You plugged up somewhere?
I thought you were trying to be cute like an English teacher, and you were just going to be like, oh, like we're all stuck on our phones in the Matrix.
Nope. You plugged up somewhere?
No!
Nah, you might be.
No, I'm not.
How you know? How you know you're not plugged up? Like I'm not plugged up. You're 12 volt right now. You're 12 volt. You plugged up.
This leads into something I want to talk about, which was the simulation theory. But that's...
Are you plugged up?
Chances I'm plugged...
Just say possibly.
Yeah, it's possible.
Okay.
I agree.
All right.
Yeah, it's possible.
There you go.
Probable? Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to be plugged up.
I think we are.
We're plugged.
The way that Elon, I don't know if it was Elon. I'm going to say it was Elon. Take me this for fact. It's not for fact. Take me for fact. Elon was like, yo.
Elon looked like an alien, right? Like a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, just
there's
like
at least a 40% chance he's an alien.
Yeah, he's probably an alien.
He's like, look, as fast as our technology has expanded.
Who's
from
so
like,
passionate about SpaceX? An alien.
Aliens?
I mean, we out here cracking the code, bro.
Bro, the internet invented in the 90s, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's 30 years later, and we already have, like, smartphones and stuff like this. how fast technology is going.
Yeah.
At that rate,
yeah.
Imagine what we could do in like 10,000 years, bro. What if
10,000?
What if creating a simulation like The Sims, the video game, was inevitable? Like it was like
you seen the movie Ready Player One?
No, but it's by Spielberg, right? He directed it.
It's fantabitable movie.
Right.
Fantabitable.
Hang on me one more second. This isn't a conspiracy thing, but if it's inevitable and we create a simulation, what if those people in that simulation think that they're real people? So who's saying that?
That's what I'm saying.
Who's saying that we're not a simulation?
That's what I'm saying.
And what if that person that created us isn't also a simulation?
We could be plugged up.
We're just creating more simulations. And what if you go all the way back to the source? What are the chances we're the source? Elon's like, it's next to improbable or next to impossible that we're the first creation. So we're probably a computer or something, dude. Believe me, bro. Just trust me, bro.
Would you rather laugh every time? We got it. Yeah, we're getting. Would you rather laugh every time? Would you rather laugh every time you sneeze or cry every time you fart?
Ask me one more time. I wasn't paying attention.
Would you rather laugh every time you sneeze or cry every time you fart?
At the same time.
I feel like
I want to laugh, bro. I'm not
another bit. I just feel like if you sneeze. Hold on. Like that?
Bro, I think you went into crying.
Dear enough. No, or hey, are you doing the other one? I'm laughing, wait. That's so great. I'm laughing.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm laughing.
If you're doing the other one, you're an animal.
No, man. I'm laughing. Oh, wow.
I'm sweating.
Oh,
all right, cool. Thanks for the donut, bro. Appreciate you. Okay, dude.
All right, next one. What are we talking about now,
bro?
I'm crying.
I'm like, oh, let's just make this a conspiracy. We're already deep, bro. Listen.
What?
Expanding on the simulation theory, bro.
More. Okay.
What? Here's proof in the pudding.
Uh huh.
Have you ever? In your life,
uh-huh,
seen your neighbors bring in groceries? Ever? Let me hit you another. Have you ever, in your lifetime, seen a police car at a gas station? I rest my case.
I'm just going to say this. Police stations have their own gas station. So that's why you don't see them.
No, they don't.
But
every police station has a gas station.
I've only carried groceries in for friends. You see people at the, like other people at the grocery store. You might see your neighbor at the grocery store.
You never seen them carrying groceries, bro.
Moving on.
That's my case.
Moving on.
All right. I just want to play a little game with you.
Okay.
This isn't really a question.
Playing a game.
Yeah, we're playing a game.
1v1.
1v1.
So
I'm going to make a sound. You make a sound. Whoever laughs first loses. Laugh, you lose.
I'm unbreakable.
All right. You want to go first? Me go first. You go first. I'll go first.
Who's going first?
I'll go first.
No. I'm already... No, stop it. I'm not ready. I'm ready. I'm not ready. I feel it. Go. Mario?
I'm just starting out small. Just small.
Mario. Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's fun.
No, start out small. You said you want to start small? Start small. What happened at the end?
I just kind of went with whatever, you know. Velociraptor. I need your eye contact for this.
That was my advantage, was looking away. Hold on, let me, right now, you were a form of hippopotamus. Right?
Yeah.
Grazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a grazing hippopotamus.
Go ahead.
Oh! It was a combo. Yeah, ain't bad.
You sound like you shoved some up a donkey's butt and then
oh, oh, yeah. Facts. Thanks. Right. Quit that. Oh, get out of there. All right.
I'm sweating.
I need a back massage.
No, you ain't getting it from me. All right.
No, would you give me a massage?
Would I?
Don't try to change the subject. Would you give me a massage?
It depends on the circumstance. Held at gunpoint? Probably.
No. If I asked.
No.
Wait. No?
Yeah.
If I asked you, I said, look, Kegs, I crack your back.
That's way different, bro.
If I asked you, I said, hey, dude, listen, my back really messed up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just, for a minute, 5 minutes... quick massage.
Look at that, bro. You got a wife.
No, you'd have to say yeah.
No, I'll pay. No, man. Like, look, bro. I understand.
You'd pay for a massage for me.
Yeah,
you'd cover it.
Yes. Yeah.
You would go with me right to the place, and you would
right through the business.
But with your own hands.
Right through the Freddy.
Your hands aren't doing it.
My hands are never, in your life, touching your bare back.
What about with a shirt on? What about with an elbow? Like, dude, can you just dig your elbow right in this one spot?
Well, I would do it.
I got a kink.
If you're sitting, like, there's no scenario where I give you a massage where your butt is pointed towards my face.
Okay. Like, have a sheet covered.
If you sat down in a chair and you're like, can you just give me a quick little, yeah, I got you.
You got, okay, I'm
if
in a chair.
You're down.
And you'll do a chair massage.
And your butthole is staring at me straight in the face. Yeah,
and you're using oils? Are you using oils?
I'm not doing it. There's no.
No, I'm just asking. How far would you go for a massage with me?
Is it laying down?
If
or
I haven't, would you ever do it with my shirt off?
In a chair.
Laying
down. No scenario.
Okay.
No scenario.
I'm sitting in a chair, reverse in the chair. You know what I mean? Like I have my, I'm straddling it backwards, so you have a better angle on my lower back. Are you using thumbs or are you putting an elbow or what are you doing?
I'm just ready. I'm gonna be like,
that's it. You gonna tap me on the shoulder when you're done?
There you go, buddy.
No, I tell you one thing. I will never put my hands on your sweaty back.
Bro, it's bad.
It's bad. I mean, not even fresh out the shower.
Really?
My bare hands on your bare back.
Yes. You wouldn't do that for me.
I wouldn't do that for my mama.
Bro, I'm telling you, if I became a professional masseuse, I'm never touching your back. You couldn't triple my rate and have me touch your back.
Not even if you're getting paid for it.
No.
You only do it with people you don't know.
Yeah.
You
it
do
makes it way
friends
easier.
Friends and family discount.
No.
You're not doing
no.
it?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
Bro. Gosh. Lotion? On areas I can't reach.
No.
Sunscreen. Rubbing sunscreen on me.
All right,
in the middle of my middle of my back.
If you prepped me in the morning, you were like, hey, when we get to the beach later, can you put sunscreen on my back? No shot. If we get to the beach, you're like, yo, Cakes, I forgot
real
to put
quick,
sunscreen
can
on
you
my
get
back.
Me?
Could you just real quick?
Yeah.
No shot.
You wouldn't do it? Come on.
No.
Come
no,
on,
I might hit you with sunscreen. That's
the okay, you would do sunscreen?
I would do sunscreen.
But you're not massaging without a shirt on.
The sunscreen I'm putting on your back?
Yeah.
It's not going to be a good job. Like, I'm just going to...
You're quick with it.
Yeah. I'm not going to rub your back down
at
the beach, bro.
No, you got to. You got to make sure it blends in and there's no...
patchiness.
Yeah. I need a smooth coverage.
You might have to find somebody else for that, dude.
So I bet I could get a random at the beach to do it before I get you to.
Would you put it on me?
No.
How are you going to come sunscreen? At me and question me? You're like, you really want to do that for me? And you want to do it for me?
So, yeah.
So you understand my mindset.
There's no way on earth I'm putting sunscreen on you.
Yeah.
I might. I would. You know what I would do? I would squeeze it with probably 6 to 8 inches away from you. I would squeeze the tube at you and then good luck. Like, you got to lay on your back in the sand and starfish or something, because I don't know if I'm...
That's what she said.
Okay. All right. We moving on from the massage question.
Dude. Dang.
10 minutes left.
I got a really good question, but I'm saving for the next podcast.
Okay.
Because that's a fire question.
Okay.
A fire question.
All right, save it.
Okay. If you dude it in your underwear, are you keeping that pair of
underwear?
This
is what I'm talking about. No. You throw it in the trash. You doo-doo in your underwear, you throw it in the trash. You don't put that in the laundry machine. You're not putting it in the laundry machine.
It's coming out.
You put it in the laundry machine.
It depends if it's a nice pair of underwear. If it's my Calvin Klein's, it's going in the
wash. No, I'm going back to TJ Maxx. I'm getting a new 3-pack.
It's going in the wash.
No.
We're cleaning them up.
No.
Yes.
There's no way on earth. You put them in a Target bag, and you tie it up and you lock it, and then you put it outside in the trash bin and you never see them again.
$10 per underwear.
You
per
don't,
pair.
No, look at me. You do not put in a laundry machine. You do to yourself. How you gotta get chunks out of
it
first.
Take it to the sink first.
No, in the sink where you wash your dishes?
No, the bathroom sink.
Where you brush your teeth? What?
No. Okay, I changed my answer. Over the toilet. And just get a glass of water, pour it on. In the shower.
And then you put it
in. No, I changed my answer. In the shower.
Are you putting it in the laundry with other laundry? Or are you washing it solo dolo? I saw the look on your face just now. You're putting it in the laundry with other laundry.
Bro, this is how I rationalize it. Listen,
no, there's no rationalize.
Just hear me out, bro. Just hear me out. Just listen.
What?
Pipe it.
I don't want
button
to.
Button it. 1 second. Just give me a second.
No.
If you put it... Listen.
No.
Don't interrupt.
No.
Don't interrupt. Look at me. And you're going to be like, okay, I understand.
I'm not going to... No.
Yeah. If you put it in your laundry, when you're like halfway up the laundry basket, you forget about it.
What?
And then...
What?
No.
What?
You said you would button.
I did not. I said no every single time. Did you just say you're putting doo-doo undies in your laundry and forgetting about it?
Listen. After you clean them off in the shower...
You're letting it sit in your hamper?
And then you put other dirty clothes on top. And then you're like, you don't even remember that you did it. Have I done it before? I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, I am not right now. I do not have it in me right now to continue. How much time do we have left?
7 minutes. Come back up
here. I don't have 7 minutes,
bro.
Come
back up here, dude.
I am distraught.
Bro, I'm saying, has that situation happened to me?
I don't even want to talk.
Has it happened to me? Couldn't tell you, because if I did it, I forget that it's in the laundry.
Why do you do this? We have another one to film, and you're doing this. Oh, I cannot right now, bro.
Okay. Here's one me and my buddy talked about, and I told him I'd talk about it. And it's going to bring you back down. It's going to put you in a better mood.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't clip-on and zipper ties more popular?
Pride.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Pride.
Yeah. A zipper tie. It's a
ego.
Perfect knot.
Ego.
Every time.
For one, I've never heard of a zipper tie.
Yeah, my friend showed me.
A zipper tie.
Yeah, it's like in the back. It is zip. Perfect knot.
What is it attached to?
A zipper.
What?
Huh?
Who has a zipper on their button up?
My buddy. No, it's not on the shirt. It's its own separate thing. You take it off, you put it on, zip it up.
I don't understand.
You know a clip-on tie?
I'm strong. Yeah, you just clip it.
It has like around the neck thing. And then it's like, zip. And then you put it up there. There's a lot going on. I know it's hard to comprehend. They exist and they're great. I don't own one, but I would own one.
I feel like that's an As Seen on TV commercial.
Yeah. It's like, that's too good to be true. Would you wear one?
Like, that joint would come right after Scrub Daddy on an infomercial.
Slop Chop.
OxyClean.
Zipper Tie.
Oh, I cannot.
Do you rock clip-on ties?
No, I don't wear a tie. I wear a vest so I don't have to.
Do you have any ties?
I have some ties.
Are they pre-tied?
Yeah, every single one of them. Yeah. Untie them?
For what?
No, you just...
Because what am I going to do with it? Retie it?
Yeah, I'm not about to retie it.
It takes too much energy, bro. That's a lot of effort.
That's far too much for me. I'm still stressed about... I don't think you really... You took a toll on me with that.
Wow. Oh, man. How many kids is too many?
How many kids?
Yeah. At what number?
I would take all of them.
But there's got to be a number that you would stop at.
That's going to be the Nicky Bunch.
The what?
It's like the Brady Bunch, but my version.
Oh, I got it.
The Nicky Bunch. No, I don't. I'm good. I'm good with give me all of them. I don't care. I don't have to carry it. I don't have to carry it. My wife has to carry it. It's her body. She can have as many kids as she wants. I'm just saying I'm in however many you down for.
Stop at 9.
Me.
Would you stop it? Scenario, Amanda's cool with as many as you want. Are you stopping at 9?
I'm going as long as the pipes are clean.
Bro, you would have a full football squad.
I will get a 45-man roster.
53. No, bro.
I don't think you can physically do that,
bro, at that point, you just be a factory pumping them out.
I'll pump them out.
Like, another child born. Let's get to work. Put it back in the oven.
You know what I mean? Right back into it. T-minus 9 months.
Bro, I'm tapping out. I'm probably 2. I'm tapping out at 3.
And then you're getting snipped.
No. Don't bring that back up. It's not happening.
People was upset when I was talking about snipped. They were like, you're not going to get snipped, so you going to make your wife get her tubes tied? I'm like, did anyone say that? No. No, I'm saying I'm not getting snipped.
Oh, okay. Nick, being selfish.
My wife can do as she pleases, as her body.
Yeah.
She don't got to do nothing.
Snip your balls then, Nick. Prove you're a family man.
Yeah, I'm like, what? No, this is my balls. I'm keeping them joints tied.
Be a man, no, snip them.
I need one piece.
Give me your balls, Nick.
I'm just saying.
Hand me your balls.
I would rather... keep going. One more question.
We got one more? Hey, yeah. Okay. Oh, wow.
Wait, anything come in? No, okay. One more question.
Dude, this is what I gotta ask you.
Ask me, dude.
What if there was as many chimpanzees in the world as there were squirrels?
Huh. I don't know how chimpanzees act in the wild. Are they acting like squirrels? Like, you gotta dodge them in the street and, like, they hibernate and...
Yeah, they're just doing chimpanzee stuff, but they're just more commonplace.
So the you know what, the chimpanzees, though? They would be the type to, like... Because squirrels are staying out of a grocery store.
What?
You don't see a squirrel running around a grocery store.
Okay.
But if there's as many chimpanzees as squirrels, I feel like chimpanzees would go right into the grocery store. Automatic doors. They would just go in there, grab a snack, and leave. You know what I'm saying?
That's a great point,
yeah,
bro. I was just thinking about, like, bird watching. It's like, that would just be way less enjoyable. Or, like, just way less common, you know? Because chimpanzees would probably, like, grab all the birds.
Chimpanzees gonna grab the birds?
Yeah, they would just be in the trees.
They don't eat birds?
Taking the birds, scaring the birds, getting rid of the birds.
Chimpanzees scaring birds away.
I don't probably, if there's as many as squirrels.
No, they coexist.
No.
Yeah.
No, I think they eat birds.
Mm.
Maybe nuts.
Not chimpanzees. Really sure. What's a chimpanzee's diet?
I'm not really sure about it.
What do you
it.
Think a chimpanzee's diet would be?
Probably like bananas and nuts and birds.
Do you think that chimpanzees eat...
Have you ever been bird watching?
It's just you not...
You giving
just,
it a shot.
It's not something that excites me.
Yeah, but have you given it a shot? You're like the person that's like, oh, have you ever rode a jet ski? And you're like, no, it's nothing that I gave a shot. It's like, you might enjoy it. You should enjoy it. Jet skiing's fun. I know it doesn't sound fun, but it's fun. It's like bird watching.
Physically, do you understand what that would do to me? Just sit and wait for a bird.
It's really a lot more enjoyable than you would expect, dude. You bring your book, you got...
You don't understand.
You got binoculars, you feel important.
No.
Bro, what if you found, like, a really rare bird?
I can't even go on vacation without getting bored.
You ever seen a cardinal? When you're actively looking for one? I know you've seen a cardinal. Have you seen one while you were like, I'm going out to find a cardinal today?
No one does that.
Yeah, I don't do that either.
I'm going to go. You know what? What are you doing today, Nick? Probably just find me a blue jay. No. What? Yeah, like me, I'll hit Chick-fil-A and then
go look for some Bob Whites.
Like what? No one's doing that.
Yeah.
You're doing that.
No. No.
That's all we got time for today.
We'll check you out next time. Thanks for coming out.
Hey, you guys rock with us. We got a Patreon, some tiers. And then we got merch, so thanks. See ya.
I was going to let you rock that one for the outro.
That's how I did it. That was good. That was the best outro we had.
B minus.